Praise God. Let's get into the Word of God. If you open your Bibles to 1 Corinthians chapter 1, the Lord has placed this precious verse on my heart in verse 30. It says, But of him are ye in Christ Jesus. Isn't that wonderful? All him. Who of God is made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I'm thankful beyond that we are not just only familiar, we rejoice in that promise. We're thankful to God that He is all in all, that He has provided and been made everything for us. And thanks be to God that Christ liveth in me. And that is what is the whole purpose of that life, to grow up. And to grow up in all those wondrous, all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ that we've already been blessed with. So we're grateful for that. But the Lord touched my heart that if you now you'll turn over to Revelation chapter 4, the evidence of the wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, and even in its perfect order, is so profound and is seen in that company that we rejoice in known as the four living ones. The four living ones, that company that is seen in heaven, as the company that will be there at the first trump. That will be the company that will be raptured. That's the company also known as the Bride of Christ. And that is the company that is seen ruling and reigning with Christ. It's the only company that's seen in the midst of the throne. You have the innumerable multitude that has palms in their hand. That's before the throne. You have the 24 elders representing the full overcomers in the Old Testament that are round about the throne. They're on thrones, but they're round about it. But there's only one company that shares that throne with Him. And that is the company known as the Bride of Christ. And we're so grateful to God. We see that in the Church of Philadelphia. We see that in the Church of Smyrna, that those two those churches will be in this company. But in this company of saints, they're described in the fourth chapter as four living creatures. And as we've studied this many times before, in verse 7 it says, "And the first beast was like a lion, the second beast was like a calf, the third beast was like the face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle." As we've studied this, and as the ones that have studied this prior, these four different revelations of this wonderful little company are the full revelation of all the attributes of our precious Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. In Matthew, we see Jesus Christ described as the King of kings and Lord of lords. In Mark, we see Him as that wonderful sacrifice, the calf or the ox. We see in the book of Luke, we see so sweetly Jesus the man. We see that humanity of our precious Lord. And then finally in John, we see that overcoming eagle. And in all of those different visions that we have of our Lord and all of that description, wouldn't it be so appropriate that the one that grows up into Him in all things, the one that is like Him, truly is like Him? And praise God, this is so wonderful that we see this revelation of this company of saints known as the full overcomers or the Bride of Christ. They are like Him. And we see that the Word of God has been written in them. They are epistles read of men. They have all of this wonderful grace and glory of our precious Lord living in them. As it says about her, she descends from heaven having the glory of God. She has His very glory because of the grace of God that she took for her life. She's developed into all of these things. Well, getting back to where we began, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. I believe that this is so revealed in this precious description of the lion, the ox, the man, and the eagle. And tonight, by the grace of God, we'll begin. And as we begin this study, first of all, thinking of what that was said, He has been made to us. He has been made to us. Christ in us, the hope of glory. It's all Him, isn't it? It's wonderful that He is our praise, He is our thanksgiving, and praise God, we give Him all the glory. Christ in us, the hope of glory. And tonight we'll begin the first study of this. He's made unto us wisdom. Wisdom. And what I was encouraged of, first and foremost, is as it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. We have the mind of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Isn't that wonderful? He's given us his mind, if we'll let it be in us. That's that reigning. This is this word of God. In the word of God, if you think about this word of God as the mind of our Lord, because it is, this is his thoughts to us. It's not just some, is it? His mind is all of it. So when the word of God says, let this mind be in you, the word of God wants that whole thought, that whole mind, the whole revelation, all of that knowledge by the grace of God. He wants that to grow up into us in all things. We have been given that. And by the grace of God, to yield, to allow that revelation to happen. It's just like, I don't want to jump ahead because we'll get there in just a moment. But you think about this. We have that mind, which is also in Christ Jesus. This first beast of the four is a lion. So I want us to think about this. He's shown here as the king. Once again, we have the mind as we begin here tonight. The mind of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. We rejoice in a verse, Proverbs 25:2, often. It says, it's of kings to search out a matter. Kings search out a matter. Ones that, again, have that heart, that anointing of the importance of the Word of God, they'll go into that. As it talks about in Galatians 4:1, which we rejoice in time and time again. As children of God, we are born a little Lord of all. Not a little God, we're like little lords, is in a sense. Some people have kind of confused that sometimes. But what that is we're born royalty. And we're not just born royalty to just sit around. We're born royalty with all the potential to rule and reign and be glorified together with him. And I thank God for that. And that's the encouragement that we have here. But as a little Lord of all, do we have it in our hearts that we want to know and to value our birthright? Are we born, in a sense, we are born with that potential. We're born with all of that, if you will, as I say, that spiritual DNA. But do we have a heart that wants to honor the Father? Do we have a heart that desires to grow up into him, into all things? Do we have a heart that wants to please him, that we would rule and reign jointly together with Jesus Christ? See, that's the difference. We're all born with that as far as born of God. You have that life. That fully reigning life lives right there. But what will we do with it? How much will we allow it to grow? And really what that comes down to, how much do you cherish it? Is it your first love? Is this word of God our first love to know? Is this word of God truly the most important, valuable thing that we have in life? That truly there is nothing that compares to it. I thank God there's evidence here, not just because we're here, but we're here on a Wednesday night to hear a Bible study. And by the grace of God, you come here. I'll tell you one thing. You know by the grace of God, we are going to go into, yea, the deep things of God because it's by his Spirit. And I thank the Lord that I'm amongst those with that glorious heart. But by the grace of God, I do want to grow up fully by the grace of God into him in all things. I want to not make vain that grace that was bestowed. And in that growth, brothers and sisters, we know is all going to be in the knowledge and in the wisdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That's what this is. We grow by knowing him. We grow by gaining this wisdom. The wisdom is a king, praise God, of knowing our Lord. Ruling and reigning ones will know him. As the word of God says, we know him in the power of his resurrection. We know him in the fellowship of his suffering. We become and are made conformable unto his death. And the only reason that we'll go that way, the only reason we will, is if we really know the love of Christ. It's the love that draws us. It's not the gain financially or materially. All of that comes. But it's because we want to know him because he loves me. That love is what draws us all the way along. And those that are in love, they'll go. Now, as we begin this, some might say, well, wait a second. This says he's been made unto us wisdom. It doesn't say knowledge. Well, I'll tell you what. When you grow up into him in all things, wisdom and knowledge, they're inseparable. You'll have them both. You'll have all of that. You'll have understanding. And it's proven in Isaiah chapter 11, 1 and 2. I want you to read with me about our precious Lord, about what rests upon him in this prophecy of Isaiah about the coming of the Savior. Chapter 11, verse 1. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. And I want us to really listen to this tonight, because this will go on and this will show and be revealed in us who believe. It's this same Spirit. It is by his Spirit, saith the Lord. But this is the Spirit of the Lord, it says, that will rest upon him. The Spirit of knowledge, the Spirit of wisdom. This is who our Lord is. And this is what he has been made to us. And praise be to God, this is us in Christ. Amen? We have this. Praise God. We have been blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. And all of those blessings come in one package. And his name is Jesus. And we're thankful to God we have all of that, don't we? He didn't just give us a little, he gave us his very life. Now, let's go back and think about this wisdom. Wisdom is a requirement to reign. It is. If we're going to reign with him, there's going to be the wisdom of that, the knowledge of that, the understanding of what that means in order for us to reign. We'll want to grow up into that actual knowledge of that. Kings know the truth. Ones that will rule and reign, these rulers, they possess the enlightened eyes of understanding. They perceive, they see, and they know, yea, the deep things of God. Going back to our four living ones, what did it say about them? They have eyes, they're full of eyes within and without. There's that vision, they see it, they know it. And it's not just knowing to know. The way you know is because you know the Word of God. You know the Word of God. This is the knowledge of him. This is the knowledge of the truth. And I thank the Lord that they see in wisdom as a king. And that reigning, that wisdom, praise God, it goes forth right now. Think of back of our study in Revelation. Those that will be in that company, they're seen as the four living ones. They're also seen as those seven angels. They rule and reign jointly together with him, don't they? They act in absolute harmony with bringing forth the judgment. Absolute harmony of bringing forth all of the things that will be ordered for that day and that age that will be laid out. Now, from time to time, I'm sure many of us think, well, Lord, how can that be? Well, it's because of his grace. Amen. It's because the transformation of what's going on right now, not someday. That dwells in those that believe right now. That wife, she's a readied wife right now. By the grace of God, we have that belief and that faith of kings right now. Because we study the Word of God, because we want to know the Word of God. Amen? And it is all the grace of God that does that. But there's an encouragement that to those that study to show themselves approved unto God. This isn't just something that we walk around and we talk about or, you know, again, something that's written on a t-shirt or whatever. I thank God however Christ is preached. But I'm talking about those that will rule and reign. You know this is yours by the grace of God. And not only do you know this is yours, you want to study it more. You want to hear it more. I want to know more about that. There's levels and layers of this that are endless. It tells me the same thing, amen. But how many times can he tell me that he loves me? How many ways can he tell me, oh my goodness, son, this is what we're going to do together. This is what we're going to have together. This is what I died for you to have.
Hallelujah.
It's marvelous. And that's the difference of just being in the family and yet being, praise God, that wanting to honor. I want to honor him. And the way I honor him, the way I please my Father, is I believe his Son. It's impossible to please God without faith. Amen. This is what pleases God. That we are excited about his promises. That I'm thrilled. I'm serious. I have chills all over my body right now. Just thinking and rejoicing in the reality of that he has placed in the heart that he has given me for him. There is nothing more absolute. There is nothing more true. There is nothing more real for my life than ruling and reigning jointly together with Jesus Christ. And I thank God, not because of what is trying to be encouraged in my head, but what he has encouraged in his word and by his Spirit has made real to my heart. Praise God. Now, it says so sweetly, that even Solomon, that wonderful, sweet man, he knew in order for him to be a true king over the great people of the Lord that he needed wisdom and knowledge. Turn with me over to 2 Chronicles. What a precious heart this brother had and has for the Lord. Amen? And we're thankful for this. We know that there were some things that turned his heart away later in life. But, oh, how he started out, what we can gain from this. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 1, verse 10, this is what he asks of the Lord. Because the Lord says, look, I'll give you whatever you want. He says, give me now wisdom and knowledge. Isn't that wonderful? Don't give it to me someday. Give it to me now. Amen. We call upon him now. Amen. Give me now wisdom and knowledge that I may go out and come in before this people. For who can judge this thy people that is so great? And God said to Solomon, because this was in thine heart, and thou hast not asked for riches and wealth or honor, nor the life of thine enemies, neither hast thou asked for a long life, but hast asked wisdom and knowledge for thyself, that thou mayest judge my people over whom I have made thee king. Wisdom and knowledge is granted unto thee, and I will give thee riches and wealth and honor, such as none of the kings have had that have gone before thee, neither shall there any after thee have the like. Praise God. Praise God. The wealth and the reigning only came after what? The wisdom and the knowledge. It only comes after the wisdom and the knowledge. It's the wealth and the honor that come after that. And praise be to God, I love what the Lord told him. And it's wealth and honor that's never been seen before. Eye has not seen, nor ear has heard, nor has entered into the hearts of men what God has prepared for them that love him. I'm glad. I'm not just sitting at the edge of my seat. I'm standing. And believing God and thanking him. Brothers and sisters, I'm not just walking through life. I'm walking through the word of God. It's so exciting. I don't think about my path through life. I think about my path through the word of God. And the path through this treasure trove of the depths and the riches of the knowledge of him. And that's what we go through. Isn't it wonderful? And we go through another mine and another shaft and more just these sparkling jewels and all of these things. You talk about a journey. And by the grace of God, that we would just be captivated with him. Not captivated with this life. Sure, we function here and God gives us that testimony. And whatever we do heartily unto him. But let the captivating of your mind be the word of God. And the glory of the word of God. And that grace that, praise God, is causing us to transform to be glory for him. Glory for him. Oh, I want everything of Christ in me, the hope of glory, to be bestowed upon him. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, hallelujah. The beauty of who he is. Oh, what his grace would prepare in me for him. That's what it is. So We're thankful for this, and we give him all of the praise. Now, let's fast forward into the New Testament with all this encouragement. And we see it very clear, and there's so many things in the Word of God that would validate these things over and over, but we're thankful for what we can have tonight. But all of the encouragement of the hidden wisdom and the knowledge that was for us. And where are we headed? Well, let's head right to Ephesians. Let's just cut to the chase. Amen? There we go, that wonderful high water mark of the Word of God. Now, in Ephesians 1, here's what all that hidden wisdom and knowledge is for. And we'll start reading from verse 16 of Ephesians chapter 1. Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Here's what it is. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I'm thankful for those prayers over my life. Are you? Amen. That we know, hallelujah, yay, these things. Because of the Spirit and the wisdom in the knowledge of him. I think we read not too long ago back there in Isaiah, didn't we? Chapter 11. The same Spirit of wisdom and knowledge and understanding upon that root, praise God, of David. Our precious Lord. It's the same. He's given us everything of him. This is it. So Paul is praying for this. That the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the, and again, this is to know this, and to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Praise the Lord. This is king stuff. This is, hallelujah, the wisdom, that reigning of that first living one that we see that was like a lion. Yes, it's because of this beautiful knowledge of him. The beginning of it all, brothers and sisters, as it says here in verse 17, is the spirit of wisdom and revelation to know him. Isn't it wonderful? It's all him, isn't it? The faith is all in him. It's not in, again, my excitement or whatever it might be, or, you know, to run around and to try to do great works. It's to know him. It's to know him and the beauty of who he is. It's marvelous. Eyes enlightened with understanding. Eyes of wisdom and knowledge to know, what does it say here? The hope of his calling. Isn't that something that people always say, well, I'd like to know what my calling is. You need to know what his calling is. And let me tell you something, you sit in here too very long, you have no doubt of what his calling is. Praise God. You know what his calling is. You know what your vocation is. Your vocation, your calling is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Your calling is the mark for the prize. Amen. To win him. No doubt. That's his calling, to know his calling. And then, I love that as well, not only to know his calling, but to know the riches, praise God, of his inheritance that's in me. That's in me. The riches of his inheritance that is in me. Christ in me, the hope of glory. What I am to him. What's here for him. This is everything, as we've rejoiced time and time again. The Father invested everything, praise God, in his Son. And he gave us everything because he gave us his Son. Everything's invested, praise the Lord, in us. And how could we not believe? And then, if that isn't enough, and then he gives us, praise God, the greatness of his power to perform it. Isn't that wonderful? In verse 19, and to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. The greatness of his power, the very power of his might, the Holy Ghost power that did every miracle, everything you could ever think of in the Old Testament and all of that. He gave us that power to perform, praise God, the faith to believe. Hallelujah. The faith to receive the knowledge and the wisdom. Amen. To seed his calling for us. See, it takes that power, that same power that parted a sea, that same power that, praise God, raised the dead, the same resurrection power that raised our wonderful Lord from the dead. It takes that power, praise God, and he's given it. Don't think that this doesn't take that power, because it takes that power for you to receive this wisdom and this knowledge, to understand his calling, to understand, praise God, this exceeding riches of his inheritance that we are to him. The very power, the resurrection power that raised him from the dead. Isn't it marvelous? And that's what he says. And I have given that to you. And I want you to know it. But see, how can we know it without hearing it? How could you know it without the Holy Ghost revealing it? But see, that is the exceeding greatness of his power, is the Holy Ghost. That's why he arose. That's why he sat on the right hand and sits on the right hand of the Father. He says, I go so to send you that comforter, to send you the spirit of truth, that spirit of knowledge and understanding, praise God, and wisdom. Amen? And he sent him. He'd been with him, but he needed that power in you to understand this, and not just to understand and know and have it, but to believe. Amen. The faith to believe. See, that's why I need and I live by the power of the faith of the Son of God. See, Jesse's faith don't get me nowhere. His faith gets me everywhere. I've got it. I've got it. Hallelujah. And I love to hear it. And I need to hear it more and more. So, this is the same spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, that was upon our Savior, as it says in 11:2 of Isaiah, that is to us and for us and in us. And praise be to God, that is none other than the wonderful Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost that enables us, that gives us the wisdom. Amen? He gives us all truth. He leads us into all truth because he is the spirit of truth. And that is the power to have that knowledge. And going back to that wisdom of kings, you think about that word wisdom, you think about the word knowledge. Remember, that knowledge is the most intimate of knowledge that we could ever have. The knowledge between a husband and wife. That knowledge that knows. And I'm thankful that it talks about that with the husband and wife knowledge. Because that's a knowledge that exceeds even as we think about understanding something. That's a knowledge that you believe that that person loves you. Matter of fact, you don't just believe that person loves you. You know they do. So it's right back to knowing again, isn't it? And that's why, once again, we go back to knowing the love of Christ. Praise God. Got to reel me back here, Lord. Okay, there we go. I was going somewhere. Oh, thank you, Jesus. All right. So, we need to know this calling, and we know the riches that we are for him. But we have to know in order to have the faith to grow up into the fullness and all the fullness of this, the riches of the glory for him. Amen? The word of God says, without a vision, the people perish. Well, without a vision, for us Christians, there'll be no reigning. You have to see that. Those eyes have to be enlightened with understanding to know the hope of his calling. Praise God. And how beautiful that is. But it doesn't end there. The evidence and the proof that wisdom, is required for kings to reign. Let's just turn right over to Colossians chapter 2. Once again, that wisdom is a requirement for the kings to reign. What a beautiful statement of our Lord. I remember Brother Hill saying over and over and over again, know your birthright. Oh, I can hear him say that. Oh, in that beautiful voice. Know your birthright. Don't let this just slip by you. This is yours, the wealth that you have. Don't let it just be something that, oh, I know. And no, this is treasure. This is knowing it. Oh, in this day and age, there ain't anything else to know. Praise God. But here it is, chapter 2, verse 1. For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you and for them that are in Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding. Isn't that something? Not just to understand, but the full assurance. That full assurance of faith believing, but the full assurance of this knowledge. To the acknowledgement. So in that assurance of understanding, that you acknowledge it's true, it's mine. And what are we acknowledging? The mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ, in whom are hid all the treasures of what? Of wisdom and knowledge. Do you see why we want to know the depth and the riches of the Word of God? Why we have Bible study? Why we study Paul's gospel? Why this is preach no other gospel? Because it's the gold mine. It's the wisdom and the knowledge. It's all the treasure, praise God, and how it pours forth in that. But this is the full riches of complete understanding. Of all the hidden treasure is in the wisdom and the knowledge of Christ. And that is the goal. That's the mark. To know him, praise God, to know his love for us. This again is the mystery that was revealed to Paul. The mystery that it says over and over in the Word of God that the prophets, they wrote of these things, didn't they? We know that. Paul states that in many of his epistles. Peter even says that. Isn't that something? Peter knew, as the Word of God was revealed to him, that they wrote those things. Praise God. And they wanted to look into those things. But as the Word of the Lord tells us, they wrote those things for us. Us who have the spirit of understanding. Us, by the grace of God, who have the spirit of wisdom, the spirit of knowledge that rests upon us, just like Christ, as it says of him in Isaiah. It is the same power of his might to be led into all truth and grow up fully in it and be exercised in it to grow into all the riches of glory for him. So as we conclude this little part of our study, wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption, that first beast, the lion, the king, that wise, wise king, that knowledge and wisdom, that treasure, just like a Solomon, I can't reign without wisdom. I can't reign without knowledge. Isn't that what Paul, what we've read over and over tonight, haven't we? It's all the hidden treasures, the riches, that are in the wisdom and the knowledge of Jesus. The mark for the prize, as we close, just these last few verses, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13. Till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. And what is that knowledge? That believing power of the purpose, the power, his calling for us. What is it? That we would grow up into a perfect man, fully grown, unto the measure, that means fully fit, of the stature, that means to the fullness of age, and to the fullness of Christ, the complete abundance. That's the knowledge, and that's what we have in him. As it says in 1 Timothy 2:4, the will of God, I would that all men be saved and come to the full, complete, exact, intimate knowledge of the truth. I love that. So as we close it, the four living ones. It even tells us, going back to chapter 4 of Revelation in verse 10, those four living ones, it says, and he has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign over the earth. And I love that, brothers and sisters, because it says, he has made us kings and priests. I think we want that, don't we? We want to let God. And I leave you with this. That word made, it means to produce, construct, to form, and to make. To make something out of something. Boy, you were born something. But there sure is something that he wants to make out of something. I love that. Only God could say it like that. The yielded little Lord of all is made, formed, and produced a king. So brothers and sisters, let us be wise unto this great salvation. Let us be knowledgeable to our salvation with eternal glory. Amen. Praise God. Well, I'm enjoying that tonight. I pray you did. And Lord willing, we'll get on to righteousness and see that in that wonderful calf as that second vision of the living one. And we'll go on. And I know this will do us good because it's the word of God. Hallelujah. Let's stand and be dismissed.